The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Part of the Answer, the show that gives you a peek into the minds of some of Chicagoland's best and brightest business, community, and political leaders. You'll hear the success stories behind their organizations and hear their vision for impacting Chicagoland and Illinois. No sound bites, no spin, just an authentic conversation about how they're making a difference in their community through their organization. Now, here's your host, Mike Scott.
Welcome back into Part of the Answer on AM 560 The Answer. I'm your host, Mike Scott, and we thank you for joining us as we talk to one of our partners and friends here on AM 560 The Answer. And one of those partners and friends is an old friend. Chuck Barham is the Chief Marketing Officer for Freedom Square. You can hear him on AM 560 every Thursday at 535 for Inside the Square. Unique name, good content. With Sean Thompson here on AM 560, The Answer. By the way, if you need more information on this, we'll have Chuck talk about it extensively in just a moment. But if you're going to get the writing stick or you want to pump it into your phone, it's freedomsquare.com, freedomsquare.com. On the old-fashioned Facebook, facebook.com/freedomsquareUSA. Don't forget that, freedomsquareUSA. Twitter.com, kind of new fashion, Freedom Square US. That's Twitter.com, Freedom Square US. How are you, partner?
I'm great. Great to see you.
Looking healthy.
Feeling healthy.
Yeah?
Our economy, our state of the nation, not so much, but no. Better to look good than to feel good, right?
Yeah, it is one of those interesting things where states around us are actually looking good,
yes,
and feeling good. The state of Illinois is as healthy as the people that are striving. And those are the people you're working on connecting with, people who are still striving in this state, people who are looking regionally for partnerships, and you're doing so through Freedom Square. Tell us a little bit about how it got started and what got you invested in it personally as one of the chief marketing officer for Freedom Square.
Sure. I'll go back to rewind the clock to 2020. And my partners and I, we decided we needed to do something to give people an outlet, a resource, a place to connect, a place to unite, because we just could see this big divide happening, right, in America. And be it the business network, which we've developed, our resource library, but more importantly, freedomsquare.com is rooted in the principles of the Constitution and the Republic that we have and the gifts that God has given us here in the United States. And we're trying to protect those and give people a way to honor those and to thrive inside of them. So basically what freedomsquare.com is, you can download the app in the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store. You can go to freedomsquare.com. You can sign up for free. And then you sign up, then you start to populate and customize your experience. What news sources you want to see, what podcasters you want to follow, what businesses inside of our network you want to follow. And that's a key thing right there, starting to connect the dots with people that believe in what you believe in. Shopping with your dollars, voting with your dollars, getting businesses like Mike's Tie Store to get to know Chuck's Tire Store that live, 10 miles from each other, right, but they believe in the same thing. They need to start spending money together.
Sure.
And connecting. Go woke, go broke. That's what we're seeing in today's environment. Well, we're trying to find those companies that just want to run a business, that don't want to get into the political aspect of it, but believe in the values of what makes America great.
Sure. The interesting thing about networking,
yes,
and finding partnerships like this is, in years past, communities used to be wholly subsidized just by themselves. Communities used to do that. Now, as we scatter and get more and more apart, that's not as easy as it used to be. We used to have this thing called the phone book that we don't have anymore,
yes,
right? This is sort of brings communities back together, stitching them together in a way that they once were, where we all had communities of common concern. We all had communities of common business. We all worked with each other to get things done, from getting the car fixed all Correct. The way to getting a house built, right?
Correct. And we want you to do business with those landscapers, those roofers, those car yeah. repair shops that, you know, share the common values that you share. Start, like you said, vote with your dollars. So that's also found inside of Freedom Square, plus a very robust resource library from the Federalist Papers, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. We've got a bunch of resources, too, that you can go in and see what House bills are up for vote, what's going on in the Senate. You can look around and see where your money is truly being spent in the state of Illinois through Open the Books. All that's found in one place.
Right.
We want to make sure that you know freedomsquare.com. You don't have to go to 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different websites to find information. You can find it at Freedom Square. And we've made it incredibly easy to navigate.
The service of Freedom Square is timely, but is there a risk involved in this? There must be a financial risk involved. There must be a personal risk involved in doing something.
Yeah, I mean,
it
takes a lot to develop a website and to develop an app that is lightning quick, and it takes capital.
Oh, right. Okay.
I mean, it takes capital. Yeah. This doesn't just come out of thin air. I mean, it takes investors, which we've got wonderful investors. We're privately owned. We're privately invested. There's no foreign money in it. It's people. There's patriots involved with this that want to put together a place that you can come and gather that you appreciate America. So the big thing is capital raising capital to
right.
get to the next layer, to get to the next step, development of the app, the next evolution of the app. Right now we've laid the foundation. Now it's starting to connect those dots and putting that social component together and start connecting A, B, and C, and D together. So, yeah.
Sure. Do you think people get it, though? It's difficult sometimes for people of a certain age, like me, to connect these dots, because we're not as social as, say, my 16, almost 17-year-old daughter,
sure.
who's certainly her life is not spent on her phone, but a good portion of that life is built into her phone, her contacts, her connections,
Correct.
Her schedule, homework, things like that. That's all built through the calendar. And for those who are not as socially adept, tell me why you think it's important that people pick up that either with a computer, with an iPad, or with a phone?
Well, we made it very simple. Basically, you log in, you create your profile. We don't share any of your information. We're not outselling your email address. We're not outselling your demographics. There's no geotargeting inside of that where we're selling things. So that all stays
right.
nice and clean and neat right inside of our proprietary software.
Because there's some fear over that.
Oh, absolutely.
We're bought and sold many times over on a daily basis, just scrolling through our Facebook pages or other things like that. So you say there's nothing like that embedded inside the app?
No, sir. Everything is nice and clean and upfront, and it costs you nothing to sign up. Basically, you're putting in your name, you put your screen name in, your email address, so we can connect with you and send you our Inside the Square daily newsletter, which
sure.
you'll get that gives us, you know, gives you the hot topics of the day. But we've made it incredibly simple to navigate. Pick your favorite news sources. Pick your favorite podcasters. And there's going to be, I think, another thing about the podcast arena venue that we have is there's podcasters you probably never heard of that maybe you should get to know.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to do. We want to be the high tide that rises the ships inside of the pro-American, pro-freedom world. And that's basically what this boils down to. You're either pro-freedom or you're not pro-freedom. And we want to be that place where people can go and thrive, that appreciate what America is and the freedoms that we're afforded here in America through God.
Chuck Barham is the Chief Marketing Officer for Freedom Square. You can hear him on AM 560 every Thursday at 5:35 for Inside the Square with Sean Thompson. When you started putting this together, did you envision the growth that you've seen since 2020? Was that part of the plan, or was it always, well, this may fly? Or, and in some cases, it might not.
Well, that's the risk you take
sure.
when you're opening up a business. But we did a lot of research. We did a lot of background on where we could find that niche to fall into. And nobody's really doing what we were doing. Sure, there was a company called Public Square that was doing,
thing
that Didn't we were doing. And I have no sure. problem talking about them because I think what they did was great. They're,
yeah.
they're a place where you could find businesses that support your values, just like we're doing. But nobody was bringing in the news aspect, the podcast aspect, mm-hmm. aspect, the resources that we have that are inside of our library, resource library. But more importantly, they're all housed in one place and you customize your experience. Nobody else was doing that. Kind of like if you go back and remember how Yahoo was on the homepage where you could put what things you wanted to see.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
That all kind of went away where you had to go now to 10 different websites or five different apps. We've brought all that underneath one umbrella at Freedom Square. And we found that there was a market need for it. There was a place for it. But nobody was championing the pro-America, pro-freedom aspect of it. And we're putting these news sites together so they can get comfortable seeing each other. So Breitbart can be comfortable next to Hot Air. The Blaze can be comfortable next to the Daily Caller. The Washington Times can be comfortable next to Newsmax. We have to start working together. Because the other side of the fence, they're all on one track, one lane, marching in one lockstep. Us, we're like Mustangs out on a 4-million-acre ranch all doing our things because that's what conservatives, libertarians do, pro-Americans do. They do their own thing. We've got to kind of rein them in and say, guys, look, our republic's at stake. Let's start to get on the same page and start to connect and start uniting and doing business together. Because if we don't, things are not going to go the way we want them to go.
But you allow the instinct to still rear its head in a good way. We're going to give you the resources. You can select what you want.
Absolutely. And that's where you customize your experience on Freedom Square. So if you're not familiar with this podcaster, follow them. They'll start showing up in your feed.
Right.
And that's the great thing. They'll show up in your feed. The more you follow somebody, the more you look at something, they'll show up in your feed so you can become more familiar with them.
Let's circle back, Chuck, to the launch of this. And let's talk about how it blossomed here in the state of Illinois. Are you seeing your reach extend beyond the borders of the state?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Florida, Texas, Oklahoma.
Okay.
I mean, they're just being on with Sean Thompson, you didn't realize how big of a reach he has on his show. I can look at the analytics when I'm on live with him and start to see, okay, here's Wichita, here's Sacramento, here's, you know, Tallahassee, here comes Dallas. We've got a very large following in pretty much the primary red states. It's interesting. Whenever we do something on Facebook or social media, I see a lot of Washington, D.C. pop up. Hmm. So you can tell that people are engaged in, you know, out there in the Capitol, New York. I mean, all 50 states, we've got people from all 50 states following and being a part of Freedom Square. And that takes work, but it also takes capital.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing is raising capital.
Yeah. When we come back here on Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer, we'll continue our conversation with Chuck Barham, the Chief Marketing Officer for Freedom Square. And we'll talk about some of the internal plumbing and how what type of people you need to actually build this from the ground up. Certainly, you need people like Chuck. But there's other people that are critical to the component parts of running an operation like that. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about what the experience is like working with business owners. And we'll also talk about the future of Freedom Square and where we see this morphing, especially as we go into 2024 in a very busy political season in this country. And we'll do that after we take this break on Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer.
We now return to Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer, with your host, Mike Scott.
Welcome back to Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer, and a pleasant day. I'm Mike Scott. So glad that you're along. And here on Part of the Answer, we always focus on those who are partnering with us here on AM 560, The Answer. And we've had wonderful conversations from everyone who people who roof houses to people who repair the truck that you're delivering in this day to many other things that we've talked about. Those who are involved in industry, those who are involved in the tech world, security. We've talked extensively about that here on Part of the Answer and how important it is for those of you who own businesses or work with businesses or retail to have things secure and invested in by professionals, people who know what they're doing. So we think of the tech world as primarily based in San Jose, in the Bay Area, California, Palo Alto, places like that. And so the assumption is that everything tech, everything website, it's got to run through, in part, either Seattle through Microsoft or San Francisco through Oracle or where they're based now in Texas and in Phoenix, Arizona. But that's not the case for Freedom Square. It's run and managed here in the Midwest, primarily in the Chicago area. And their chief marketing officer, Chuck Barham, is with us here on AM 560, The Answer. You get to hear him banter around with Sean Thompson every Thursday, 5:35 on Inside the Square. So look for that. By the way, in case you're very interested in what you're hearing about, freedomsquare.com, freedomsquare, all one word, .com, facebook.com, freedomsquare, USA. Don't forget the USA, facebook.com/freedomsquareUSA, twitter.com/freedomsquareUS. And Chuck, just a question. If a business is interested, they like what they're hearing, they like what they're seeing, the resources that are on the site, when they give it a quick glance, how do they reach out to you?
Well, I mean, they can just log into freedomsquare.com. That's the easiest way. Or they can email me. I love talking to business owners.
Sure.
Because they are the lifeline. They are the blood of the American dream. And I love talking to them. They can reach out to me real simple, chuck@freedomsquare.com. That's my email address.
There you go.
I'll get back to each and every one of you, chuck@freedomsquare.com. The reason why I like talking to business owners is because everybody's got a unique story.
Yeah.
Everybody's got why they're doing what they're doing. And we like telling those stories. Part of it, right now, we're doing what we call our founding businesses inside of Freedom Square as we're starting up the business network.
Right.
Come in, be a part of it. It's $299 for the complete year to be listed inside of it.
Okay.
That's it.
Sure.
It's not $299 a month. It's not $299 a week. It's $299 for the complete year. But we're going to offer to you at our expense easily $4,000 to $5,000 worth of additional marketing on top of it, which we're going to create a video for you to use inside of your social media. Freedom Square has an incredible video production department that we do all of our videos. We do work for Moms for America. We do work for people you've probably seen on TV that you don't even know Freedom Square is doing stuff for.
Right.
So we've got an incredible in-house video department. So what we're going to do is we're going to create a video for you, a 30-second video for you to use inside of your social media. We're going to push it out in our social media, welcoming you to the business network at Freedom Square.
Right.
We're also going to interview you like you're interviewing me right now, and we're going to push that out onto our social media. And the interview will be done by a wonderful human being. Her name is Lindsey Graham. She's the Patriot Barbie. She was a business owner that got locked down up in Oregon during the pandemic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That the government came after her, and she said, I'm not shutting down. I've got these families that work for me that they've got, you know, bills to pay,
right,
children to take care of. So she's become this whole brand, but we're happy to have her in as our director of media relations. She'll handle the interview with you as well. And then we're also going to give you 30 days of banner advertisement on top of freedomsquare.com and inside the app.
Sure.
So all for $299 for the complete year. But more importantly, you're going to connect with other people that believe in what you believe in. We're starting to build those connections and build that web inside of Freedom Square.
Sure. Speaking of the web, the connections that you had to make, I'm going to make an assumption here that getting people interested is fairly easy with your personality and the personality of Freedom Square. But the hard part is executing the technology, at least from my perspective. You had to find people who were really good at what they did.
Yes.
In terms of building an app, in terms of how do we do connectivity, how do we push this out. Social media people who are not just experts in what they do, but very sensitive to what's going on all the channels. You had to find people like that, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. And we learned from day one. We had an older version of Freedom Square that came to life and then went through a quick morph, and then we had to put it on the shelf because it wasn't what we wanted.
Oh, wow. Okay. Sure.
And that was a very big learning experience with a very hefty price tag.
Right. Which isn't all that unusual in
first-time
startups, right?
Not at all.
There's struggles.
We also looked at it as, okay, we learned. It was like we went to tech school for a year.
Right. There you go.
But it was a very healthy healthy bill that I don't think the Biden administration is going to bail us out of.
No. I don't think so. I don't think so.
But we have found some very, very, very savvy, very cutting-edge developers out of Nashville that are doing our work for us. And everybody we have is USA based. We're not talking to people in different countries. They are Centric 3, and they're out of Nashville, and they're a great company and a great organization. And they've brought into our world people we never would even known existed.
Right.
People that have incredible social media prowess and know how to get things done.
Right.
People that know how to develop an app to where that our app is lightning quick. You touch it, it's there. There's no lag. There's no nothing. They have developed some proprietary software that we're able to plug into that just gives us an edge on anybody else in the marketplace.
Sure.
And that's not going to bring people to it, but it will be a great user experience once they do come into our world. Now, it's all about marketing too. Where are we marketing this? Right now, we're in a beta mode. So I haven't really mashed the accelerator down on any of our marketing.
Okay.
So
we're
doing things on social media. We're throwing things out into our network. We haven't really mashed the accelerator down into our marketing world because we want to make sure everything's buttoned up and tight.
Sure.
And that's key. I think we learned our lessons the first time because we did put the accelerator down and we put it down too much to where it broke.
Right.
Learned, okay, guys, let's take our time this second time around and really make sure we've got this thing fine tuned to where all cylinders are firing.
Right.
The exhaust ports are open. And
yeah, you flooded the engine is what you did.
Oh my gosh, Mike, we flooded the engine. Talking carburetors, not fuel injection. But we flooded the engine.
Right. Yeah.
But we've got great partners with us now. We've got people that want to just help push once we do make the light go green.
Sure. On the back end, when a business owner subscribes and sees the vision and seizes it, and you've started the push out of their videos, you've seen the interviews go out, you've seen them, you've seen the postings. Give us an idea, maybe without mentioning a name, or if you have a name, that would be great too. But if you don't have to. But what some of the successes that you've seen in terms of a business seizing the opportunity, taking the risk, and then seeing some return?
Yeah, I'd say the there's more reward than there is risk. But in today's environment, the risks seem to be climbing up the ladder towards the rewards as you're in an environment such we are in America right now. I know more of the rewards have come with the interconnection inside the network where businesses are doing businesses business together.
Okay. Now that the B2B stuff.
Yes. B2B.
Yeah.
And I think it's easier for them to do that because I'll give you a perfect example. Extreme Apparel. They're out of Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
We use them for our Freedom Square wear. You can do that at shop.freedomsquare.com. We've got wearables. We've got t-shirts, sweatshirts, and hats. We've been able to connect them with at least 5 people inside of our network.
That's perfect.
That they never knew Extreme Apparel existed.
Yeah.
And then what's happened is this business also got, wow, you're doing theirs? Well, I didn't realize that they were doing this. So right then and there, just that one business has sprouted out 5 that have sprouted out 2 that have sprouted another 5. So that's what we're trying to build is that synergy. That car is getting pushed. It's easier to push the car once it's getting going than it is to stop and start.
See, now I think folks see the brilliance of that, the sharing. Either it's a sharing of a podcast, or it's a sharing of a source, or a sharing of a business friend they've done. That I can see just being so super critical to how we do business in several states in the union right now. Knowing who's a fairly friendly partner. And where you want to spend your money decisively.
Correct.
Is probably critical.
And we've done some of the legwork for you as a business owner.
Sure.
We've kind of done the screen door vetting about who's inside of our site because we leaps and bounds here in the next probably 2 to 3 months.
Just a couple of things before we run out of time. How big is the key team that's running Freedom Square right now?
Right now we're running pretty lean and mean.
Yeah.
We've got myself plus 12 employees right now.
Yeah.
But we've got room to grow.
There you go. So that leads to the final question we'll have time to address in about 35 or 40 seconds is what's the future?
The future is the development of the app and the website. Right now we've built the foundation. The next component is going to be the social media part of it. I know everybody, oh gosh, another app, another social media. No, this is going to be totally different. This is going to be a place where you actually get to interconnect with each other on a different level to where there'll be private chats. There'll be different places you can go and harbor things. And I don't want to give away too much. I mean, we're working on it right now, but it's exciting. It's imagine the best of Facebook, the best of Instagram, the best of Twitter, and the best of LinkedIn all in one spot.
Seems like the right place to be. If you want to land on it, it is called Freedom Square. Land on the square, will you? FreedomSquare.com, FreedomSquare.com, Facebook. Facebook.com/FreedomSquareUSA. Don't forget that. Twitter.com/FreedomSquareUS. Chuck, good to see you.
Good to see you, Mike.
And it's so great to have you with us here on Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.